Although several groups are working on the development of vaccines to protect pigs from strep suis, the task is proving to be particularly challenging. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a WonderWorks Canada production. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Strep suis is a gram-positive bacteria that typically colonizes the throat, respiratory tract, and gut of the pig and is common throughout the pork sector worldwide. Dr. Mateus Costa, an adjunct professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an assistant professor with the University of Minnesota, says there are many different groups worldwide working on vaccines for strep suis, but developing a vaccine for this infection is very challenging.
Strep suis, or Streptococcus suis, actually has over 100 genes associated with virulence factors. What this means is that basically Streptococcus suis is a soldier and it has over 100 guns to use when invading the pig's body. So every time we take one gun down, Streptococcus suis will pull a different one and use it. Very challenging to develop a vaccine against a bacteria that has so many guns to use, right? There are many groups exploring different vaccine candidates. There are different genes being identified almost on a yearly basis that are associated with disease. But like I said, the fact that they have over 100 virulence genes makes it very challenging for us to identify the one that will cross-protect against all different Streptococcus suis. And this is another important aspect of Streptococcus suis. And it's not just one kind of Streptococcus suis. There are over 35 different kinds of Streptococcus suis, and each one of them will express those 100 different genes in a different way. So the combinations are so many that that's probably the best explanation of why some autogenous vaccines don't work so well.
Dr. Costa says a particular vaccine approach that may be on the horizon isn't really clear. He says in the next 5 to 10 years there may be, but we're not there yet. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.